Something for the weekend on Saturday. And Fionnuala Johnston from O'Casey's Pharmacy there, Island Quay, just off at Eastwall there in Dublin, is back this week. Hello, Fionnuala. How are you doing?
Hi, Trina. I'm great. How are you?
So I was only in with you there last week, Fionnuala, getting my own flu jab. And I thought we better explain this to people who haven't had it done, or maybe they've got some queries about getting the flu jab. We're like pin cushions this year, aren't we?
I think I'm going to turn into a vaccine at this stage, given so many of them.
Well, listen, the flu jab, can you talk me through what age groups should be getting this?
Okay, so there's the children's flu jab, which actually isn't a jab, it's a nasal spray for children aged 2 to 17, and that's free. Then everyone over the age of 65 is recommended to get the flu vaccine as well. But we generally say everyone should get it because it can just help to prevent the spread of flu, help you stop you getting flu, you know, so everyone should really get it if they can.
The thing about it is you don't need to go to your GP to get it. If people are thinking, oh, I don't want to have to spend this kind of, like, you can go and get it done in your local pharmacy.
Exactly, that's it. You can go make an appointment in the local pharmacy. To be honest, we've given out so many vaccines as pharmacists this year that we're well used to doing them. As you saw last week, it's a quick and easy process, and it's very pleasant, and it's very pleasant for the kids, especially because there's no injection involved. It's a quick, easy spray.
I know, and I was saying to you, like, my little one was actually excited about going in to see to get hers done, because she remembered getting it done the last year. She kept saying to me for months, when are we going to Fionnuala to get the thing up my nose? It's gas, isn't it, that kids are fine with it. So when it comes to then side effects, are there any side effects? Because, you know, when we were getting the COVID vaccine, we're expecting a few things. I didn't actually get any side effects from my COVID one, but with the normal flu jab, can we expect any side effects?
Yeah, so with the kids one, because it's a nasal spray, the most common side effect is kind of stuffy nose or kind of a little bit of congestion, but you're after spraying something else, that's to be expected. And then with that one, and then with the injection for adults, what's common is kind of like sore arm redness. Sometimes people do feel a bit tired or get a fever the next day, but usually just the sore arm, that's the most common kind of side effect for the injection one.
Do you know what, actually, I'm just remembering now, on the Saturday I felt a bit tired. Would that be part of a side effect?
Yeah, that can happen. And if that happens, it usually just means your immune system is just working away, building up those antibodies. You know, it's getting into the system, similar to like side effects people might have felt after COVID vaccine. But I was the same as you. I had none after the vaccine either, luckily enough.
What time of year do we need to be getting this at? Because I assume there's kind of a start date and an end date to get this flu vaccine.
Yeah, so the flu season usually begins in Ireland at the start of October and lasts until the end of April. So the best time to get the vaccine is at the end of September or start of October, but any time between then and kind of April is the best to get it.
Okay, yeah. And are there any people who wouldn't be suited to get this? Because I know when I was with you, you went through a series of questions asking me, you know, did I have asthma? Why do you ask those questions?
Yeah, it's just to double check if there's any reason you wouldn't be suitable. So for the kids one, some children, if they have really severe asthma, they might be told to double check with their consultant or with their GP. And then if they're kind of living with someone with a really weakened immune system, sometimes they'll just have to be referred. But it's not always the case that they may not be eligible to get it. It's more that they would just might need a referral to the doctor. And then if someone has a really severe egg allergy for the adult vaccine, they'll usually get it under supervision. And then it's just kind of recommended sometimes that if someone's had an